The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
If the pen is mightier than the sword, the computer keyboard is the discombobulator. Someone should really tell that guy that Marvin the Martian came up with that word, not him. Now I feel an angry post coming on. If social media has taught us anything, it's to choose our words carefully. And personally, I hate it when they're misspelled or misused. It brings out the grammar police in me. Mike Woolley wrote an interesting column about online engagement for a local newspaper, where he reminds us that it's the platforms themselves that react to your missives, not necessarily readers. As he puts it, the system does not know truth or intent. It only knows that something triggered a reaction. That's why your homepage suddenly explodes with items about what you just reacted to. I get it. Some posts are so egregious, it's near impossible not to respond in kind. But cheer up. You don't have to stay silent altogether, for there is another way, called disciplined engagement. First, pause. If the post triggers anger or fear, ask yourself if reacting to it adds clarity or increases the noise. Woolley calls this strategic non-amplification. Another solution is to start clean and write your own post, adding context and corroboration to make your point. Granted, he also says, jokes and memes may feel satisfying, yet they often train the system in the wrong direction. But I think that's being a bit of a Debbie Downer. If a post sets itself up for a good punchline, I mean, why not? If you can't have fun while trying to fix the world, then what's the point? I'm Cal Cote. Once again, we're sitting on a treasure trove of new music, so let's dig in. There are plenty of instrumentals to share, so we'll mix the show like a Celtic record. Song, instrumental, song, repeat. Welshman Carwin Ellis is back with Rio Di Chioco. The new album is called Half, the song half of this set. It's Shades of Red, featuring Nina Miranda from World Beat Canada Radio.
Rusty or rosy, or a chipped ruby.
Axman Ilhan Ersehan's Istanbul Sessions. That is Tunel from his latest album called Mahalle, or Neighborhood. And Caruanella started things off with Rio de Chioco, or Rio 18. The album's called Half. Here is something new from Sophie Lukacs and Noel Empiza, Montreal Cora and Congolese vocals. A new single called Lasanga. You're going to love this. From World Beat Canada Radio. Fingers on the North African harp, along with some nice horn playing too. Sophie Lukacs and Noel Empiaza and Lasanga. More homegrown talent from Vancouver, British Columbia. Empanadas Ilegales have a new album called Sankoko Trifesico, and Cher Beda La Sangue Juela. Oh no, it's like Bad Bunny all over again. Actually, it's the instrumental portion of the mix. And it's coming right up. This is World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for joining me for a ride on the global side. I'm Cal Coat. entrancing. That is Beirut-born, Paris-raised Yasmine Hamdan from a brand new album called I Remember, I Forget, Story of My Life. It's also the title track, and some Palestinian folktronica for you. Time for a touch of the familiar, and this is a treat. We've been teasing you with a new compilation album of Talking Heads songs by various artists. Roger brought us Road to Nowhere, and now one of my favorite bands, Witch, the purveyors of Zamrock, take on Once in a Lifetime. From Naive Melodies, here are Witch with the Talking Heads. Your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada Radio.
What happens to other people?
keeping time with the beat of the world, you are just a step ahead of the curve with Witch and the Talking Heads' Once in a Lifetime from the brand new release, Naive Melodies. We still